exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
On Explained Well this afternoon, we're chatting to Christelle about our shopping basket again. It is the end of the month. Payday has come and gone for most people. And normally about this time, we're just keeping an eye on the same list of groceries, month to month to month. We've done it since we started the show. This is one of the most popular things on our website, jacarandfm.com/drive. You can go and check it out. All of Christelle's work is there. Not too much change this month, though.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a mixed bag, or mixed basket, if you want to say. So we are still shopping Pick and Pay on the Mr. D app. They went up a little bit. Woolies went down, which I was very grateful for, and Checkers went down significantly. And when we look at why, that's where I think it gets a little bit more interesting. They had specials on both chicken and mince, which is some of the standard items that we have in our basket. And remember last month we said that the proteins are really what's costing a lot. And so we can certainly see in these baskets that inflation is cooling. Keeping in mind what inflation is the rate at which prices are going up. So it's not necessarily that things are getting cheaper, but they're not escalating. The prices aren't escalating as fast. But the protein thing I find interesting.
Yeah, we started watching this initially because, you know, last year there was a series of those huge petrol price increases. Yeah. We're getting a rand 40 here and a rand 20 there and so on. And we just wanted to see how long it would take for this to trickle through into actual things that we buy every day. And you're right, it does seem to have cooled down because I took the average of the three shops from last month and a basket would have cost you 665 rand. And an average this month, 671. So it's a 6 rand difference month to month, which seems very tame compared to where we've seen it in the last 6 odd months.
No, absolutely. But so what's interesting, there's an organization, the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group. They've been tracking grocery prices for much longer than we have. Over 2 years they started, and they've been expanding their basket, adding more items and looking at it. They've seen over the course of 2 years a 25% increase.
That feels right over 2 years.
Ja, dit voel reg, nê, maar die ding is wat my nogal redelik bietjie angs veroorsaak en bietjie hartseer is dat ons salarisse en die geld wat beskikbaar is vir die mense wat hierdie groceries koop, that hasn't gone up by 25%.
Yeah,
maar jy moet steeds elke maand jou gesin kan kos gee. You still need to be able to feed yourself, but everything is going up, but unfortunately with the economy being the way that it is, the salaries and the wages are not.
Ja, ek weet ek verdien beslis nie 25% meer as wat ek het 2 jaar terug nie, maar as ons terugdink aan toe ons hierdie maandjie begin het, so we took this concept from a group of data journalists called The Outliers, and we added items based on what we as a team think needed to be added. So sanitary wear, some fruit, notably some protein. And there's a term that I came up a while ago that I think is pertinent here. You know how you have things like functional alcoholics, someone who has a problem but they can function, you don't tell it. I think functional poverty is a thing. And I think we can see it in this kind of thing. The reason the original basket didn't have protein in is because a lot of people simply cannot afford it.
Yeah.
You have to then, in other words, look at high starch, things that fill you up, that, you know, just kind of keep you functional throughout the day. And I think more and more what used to be middle class families are finding themselves in this situation. Want skielik sien ons hier in 'n mandjie, die blote feit dat maalvleis en hoender op 'n promosie is, geef ons net daar bietjie asemhaalspasie.
Ja, it does. It absolutely does. And I can believe over the course of the last 2 years, everything we buy food-wise feels 25% more expensive, because it does.
Yeah.
You go to the shops now and, you know, a single bag of groceries will knock you back 1,000 rand.
Yes. Yeah. It's actually very scary. But Christelle, I've actually just gone now to jacarandfm.com/drive, and the blog is actually up there where it explains everything. Well, explains everything that we're chatting about. But also, there's this interactive kind of thing with all of the months from August right up to now. Verduidelik bietjie dit en hoe dit die goed bietjie beter kan verduidelik.
Ja, so I decided to tap into some of my hidden skill set in terms of digital journalism, is something I love. So we've created this interactive digital timeline where you literally swipe through and you kind of have a snapshot of where we've been moving over the months. I think it brings out the nerdy side in me, but hopefully it also makes it a bit more understandable and digestible. And that's ultimately what we want to do with this basket, is to try and make financial concepts a bit more understandable and relatable for all of us.
Yeah, so if you want to go and have a look and see if it feels like your sunflower oil is costing you more every month, go back and have an actual look and see how fast this has changed and how much this is affecting all of us. jacarandafm.com/drive.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.